Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a three-rounder from Pro Football Focus. Some newer names in this one, including a trade-up and a trade-down, as a matter of fact, in this. Speaking of what Brett Veach said and the possibilities of either-or happening, they think that the Chiefs trade up from 32 to 26. That would be with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Chiefs would give up the 32 overall pick, around 4 and around 5 for this year, to draft A.D. Mitchell at 26.
It does kind of feel like you're going to have to go up if you want to get him.
He seems like the wide receiver that you probably can't sit at 32. I'm with you. That's similar to Bink's mock draft. I know Bink and Christian Ocero, Character Concerns podcast, and you can catch the show tomorrow at 10 a.m., by the way. His mock had the Chiefs trading up. I think it was to 23, but still trading up to 23 to get A.D. Mitchell. So that seems to be a thought process by a lot. The question is, how high do you have to get? Because we know Buffalo's sitting at 28, and they're taking a wide receiver. They might even trade up.
Then in the second round, they get some tackle depth, offensive tackle depth, with Yale's Kieran Amagaji.
Oh, I haven't heard that name at all. Who's that guy?
His story?
What are his arms? Just real quick, before we get anywhere in this
I have not
thing.
Looked up the arms. But
Cameron what?
Kieran.
I'm sorry.
K-I-R-A-N. Amagaji, A-M-E-G-A-D-J-I-E.
36 and an eighth.
The long arms.
Those are long arms. We're okay. 6'5", 323 pounds.
And not to say that somebody from like the FCS schools like Yale couldn't start right away, but he's a good depth piece where you see like the arm length and maybe in if he's available, you like the size, potential. Not a starter right away in all likelihood, but a good depth piece.
Yeah, we heard from Brett Veach, throughout the press conference today, earlier at the start of the show, mentioning, as you said, you would hear hot zone, it was hot spots.
Hot spot.
And the hot spot, O-line, receiver, and corner, is what Brett Veach said.
And he mentioned that once you get to 35 or 40, the guys that are top tier go away, but at 64, you get some value there with Kieran Amagaji. And then what they do, obviously, they don't have a third rounder. What they do is they trade that third rounder to Tennessee. They get two additional picks. They get the fourth and a fifth back. So they give up a fourth and a fifth and 32
to go up to
26. They give up their third to get a fourth and a fifth back from Tennessee.
Feels like a lot of move. It didn't feel like enough picks for Veach, does it? Like, that's my big hang up.
So essentially, in the first four rounds, they would have three
picks.
And in the first four rounds, they get three picks.
Do they view A.D. Mitchell, and this is why it's funny, we don't know the answer. Do they view him as the guy that has separated himself compared to the guy you can get at 32 or the guy you're going to get in the middle of the second round? Like, is he that much better? Or is it, hey, the guy that might be the, let's call it the sixth best wide receiver on your board, how much better is he than the guy that's the ninth best receiver on your board? And if the gap is small, then you don't need to trade up. But if you think, let's just keep using A.D. Mitchell because that's who's in the mock.
Yeah.
Is he that much better than Leggett or whoever else you think is there at 32? And that's the decision you have to make. Not to mention, I think we continue to hear more and more like how difficult it is for the Chiefs to get trade partners. And that's why it's harder and harder for me to like all these mocks talking about trading up. Like, I think it's in play, but who's helping you? There's some NFC teams, not Tampa Bay
in this example, potentially is a team that's like, you know what? Sure. Or Arizona, they have 27.
Can I say that this is why teams aren't going to catch up with the Chiefs? This notion that there's all these teams in the AFC that be like, hey, if you're coming up with me, I want twice the value, triple the value that it's worth. Being that, and look, the Chiefs have traded up and they've made you look stupid a couple of times. But either Fix your own internal evaluation of the situation and draft the right player. You cannot be afraid to trade with the Chiefs just because of the Chiefs. If they are the team willing to give you the value and you want to trade down, you should take their value.
I hear you, but we used to say this in Kansas City too, though. Whenever the Patriots made a trade, we're like, what do they know that nobody else knows? Like, that, yeah. I mean, it's not just, it's unique to the Chiefs right now because they're the dynasty. The same thing happened during the Patriots dynasty. I remember we would be, maybe not on this show because we weren't doing a show yet, but like, I do remember there would be Patriots moves, and as sports fans, we all had the same reaction. All right, the Patriots made trade for whoever, and we're like, all right, what do they know about that guy they're just parting ways with, and what the hell do they know about the guy they're trading for? Like, that's a real thing that happens. I agree with you that, hey, if you just think it's the right move, if you're the Bills or whoever, just go make the trade you think is bettering your team. But I think there is the fear factor that exists.
But when they trade it up, for, you know, like, it's not like they're all home runs. They trade it from a cold. It's not like, wow, they killed us. We've gotten beat. Draft, you're all taking guesses. In the draft specifically, trading down is just about getting extra chances. That's all you're asking for. If you aren't ready to pick at 24, the guy you want at 24, the value doesn't make sense. And the Chiefs are the team that's willing to allow you to move five or six spots. I understand the notion. I would feel this way about anybody trading up, except for the first five picks when they're obviously taking quarterback. The first five picks, anybody who traded up with me would be like, ooh, who is it you think they like? Like Mazi Smith. That happened with the Cowboys a couple of years ago. Cowboys were worried that the Chiefs wanted Mazi Smith. And so they were like, pass. You want the same player we want, we think. So no thanks. That's the guy we want. But if you think your guy's available five picks later and you like the value, you shouldn't be afraid to change with the Chiefs just because of that. I'm not saying it's not happening. Brett Veach made it very clear today. That's for sure happening. Yes. Teams don't want to trade with the Chiefs.
And in regards to them in this scenario, I guess, with this mock draft, they go from 95, that third round pick, to 106. So they drop 11 spots, but they get the extra fifth round pick. With that fourth round pick, by the way, they take Jerrion Jones, a corner from Florida State. So they would end up going wide receiver, tackle, corner.
That's not. That's we've fine. Said that's a perfectly fine order of players.
Yeah, as long as the core. If you told me they were drafting a corner in the first round, I would say I'd rather than just trade out of the first round. Like if whoever they view what
instead the whole of picking like the best player available, they move back
because let's say
they get a guy.
They couldn't get wide receiver or lineman at 32, offensive lineman at 32, and the best player on their board is a corner. I would rather them, again, this goes back to trying to find a trade partner, but I would rather them trade out at 32 than just take a corner because he's the best player available at 32. I would rather them get another third round pick and go and actually get the middle range, you know, pick 40, a wide receiver then.
And yeah, in terms of stacking picks, I think that makes the most sense because of what, like we talked about earlier is, and what Brett Veach said is it seems like the first three rounds are the power of the draft, and then there's a significant drop off after the third round where if you can move back from 32 to 37, you can still get a wide receiver. Maybe you miss out on McConkey. Maybe you miss out on Mitchell. You miss out on maybe Troy Franklin, but you can get Keon Coleman at 37 or 38 plus bag an extra third round pick. You might you're still getting good value even though you're dropping six picks and you're getting an additional pick for the top three
rounds.
It
still requires you to get it right. Look, I don't think anybody was right, but we talked about this, ad nauseum. I think Gold was ready to leap. But like during the Sky Moore thing, they traded down just like five picks in the Sky Moore draft, and then like three wide receivers went directly in front of them, and I'm like, hey, look, it's fine, and I hope that Sky Moore is the player that you liked more, because otherwise, especially in that case, it's like, I'm going to directly compare all these wide receivers.
You don't
want
to get caught in that scenario again, essentially.
We're two or three wide receivers, and one was like Tyquan Thornton. It's not like it meant, you know, like, again.
It was the Thornton, Pickens, and Sky Moore thing, wasn't it?
Wasn't even Pickens went earlier, I think, in that run, or was it in that same?
That was who people were trying to compare the pick to, I remember. I thought.
Oh, no, it was Pickens. Yeah, they traded away the pick that became George Pickens.
Yeah.
Then Alec Pierce and Tyquan Thornton. Those are the people that went ahead. So, look, two of them, you weren't, like, way wrong on. I think all three of those guys are more productive than Sky Moore. You, unfortunately, traded back, and all three
Pierce
of the guys above
okay.
you are currently more productive. Yeah, Pierce is not a good wide. Pierce is not a great wide receiver. He's better than Sky Moore. But that's a low bar right now. Sky Moore hasn't produced at any level. So that's easy to say. I don't think Alec Pierce is a world beat. I'm not like, oh, no, they didn't get Alec Pierce. Right. I'm fine. The only one on that list that you're like, oh, no, they didn't get is Pickens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.